Brought to you by the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
This is The Financial Consultants with Ron Birnbaum on AM 1060 WBIX, the business station. Got a question? Call Ron toll-free at 1-877-NEW-1060. That's 1-877-639-1060. Now, more of Ron Birnbaum and The Financial Consultants.
Okay. Good morning, everybody. And our topic today is maximizing your credit score. My guest is Belinda Fuchs, president of OwnYourMoney.com. And Belinda, before the break, you mentioned what the range of what a really good credit score is. But what does that mean in terms of dollars when somebody actually is applying for a mortgage?
So I looked up what the difference could make between, say, a score of 520 and a person with a score of 720. And the difference in rates was shocking. It was almost 4.5 percentage points, 4.36 percentage points.
Wow.
Yeah, this was in an article, where is this?
That's just amazing.
Off of bankrate.com, which I recommend as a great resource to be able to look up credit card calculators, mortgage calculators. They're all there. So basically, this is what the numbers look like. On a $100,000, which is pretty low for a mortgage, but a $100,000, because I live in Boston, huh? $100,000, 30-year mortgage, that difference would cost more than $110,325 extra in interest charges.
So more than the cost of the real estate. Just in the difference in the mortgage.
More than the cost of the mortgage itself. Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, it's amazing, actually, what a difference rates make and length of mortgage. I mean, while we're talking about that for a second. And I encourage my clients to take a look at the options that they have. Take a look at a 15-year, even a 20-year, before you agree on a 30-year for sure. Because the interest that you're paying is so significant when you're taking out a 30-year mortgage that, I mean, I personally have a 15-year mortgage, and I think that it's saved me significant amounts of money, and yes, it'll be paid off so much faster. Mm-hmm. And so what people don't recognize is that often they can get a slightly lower rate by doing a shorter mortgage, potentially, in the current environment. And moreover, because they're saving so much time in paying it, the amount that they're paying is definitely not double, even though they're having the amount of time they're paying it. So it's all worth considering and checking out. And just the score alone, though, makes such a significant difference that I encourage everybody to know what their credit score is and to do what they can with their report to improve it. So, I guess next year you wanted to ask me about how we calculate it. Is that what you just started with, too?
Yes, indeed.
Okay.
How do you calculate the...
So I feel like that's important. Maybe that's why I started heading there.
Yeah, well, I think I was going to remind people what the trivia question was first.
Oh, there we go.
Let's do that because we haven't mentioned it on this side of the news.
Oh, yeah, let's do it.
Or a market report. And the John Hancock Building uses red and blue lights on its beacon to give a local three-hour weather forecast. What does a steady blue light mean? And if you tell us at 877-NEW-1060, 877-639-1060, and you haven't won on the station in the last 30 days, you have your choice to see either Law-Abiding Citizen with Jamie Foxx or Amelia with Hilary Swank. And actually, Hilary's one of the producers of that movie as well, so she's doing a
lot. Looks like a good one.
Not just a star, yes. That's an incredible story. On Amelia Earhart, the legendary American pilot. And, of course, I don't know why it's taken until now to have a major motion picture about her. But anyway, here we are.
Who knows? But now we'll just have to go and see it.
Mm-hmm. There you go. 877-639-1060. What does a steady blue light mean on the top of the Hancock Beacon? All righty. Also, you can call us at 877-639-1060 to ask Belinda Fuchs any questions on maximizing your credit score, really anything to do with money, anything to do with investing that's on your mind. We're here for you, folks, so give us a call, 877-639-1060. And now, Belinda, how do you actually calculate? How are these credit scores calculated?
So there are several factors, and what the model does is it looks at more than 20 different factors in five major categories. So I'll give you what the five categories are today. The most important factor is how you pay your bills. That's 35% of the score. So it's how you paid your bills in the past with an emphasis on recent activity. So paying all your bills on time is good, and then paying them late on a consistent basis is bad, and then that's what will affect it. Next is the amount of money that you owe, and your amount of available credit is 30%. So what that's looking at is how much you owe on credit cards, car loans, mortgages, home equity lines, all of this, and it's considering the amount of outstanding debt plus the amount of total credit available. And there is a piece that, to the extent that you have credit available, that's helpful. It's interesting if you... Oh, so then the third piece is that you have the length of credit history, which is 15%, and that will basically say the longer you've had credit, particularly if it's with the same credit issuers, the more points you get, and that's why we recommend that you don't cancel cards or close cards, because that length of credit history is helpful. Fourth is mix of credit. That's 10%. So they'll look at a mix of both revolving credit, such as credit cards, and installment credit, where you're paying over time, such as mortgages and car loans. And then the last piece is 10% of new credit applications. So what that means is it's your interest in new credit, and basically how many credit applications you're filling out. That's not you checking your credit score. It's very different. It's you. It's a hard query, it's called, where you're applying for new credit. Uh-huh. So those are the five categories.
All right. Now let's go to the phones to Shrewsbury, Massachusetts. Joanne, you're on the Financial Hello. Consultants. Hi,
Good
Joanne.
Morning.
Good morning. Do you have a question for us, or do you want to answer our trivia question, or both?
I have an answer to your trivia question.
All right.
And I don't have a question right now. But the answer All right. is...
Well, that's okay.
So Steady Blue on the Hancock Tower is clear view, meaning no clouds.
You are a winner.
Thank you.
And for extra credit, can you recite the entire verse that we have, the limerick?
Sure. Steady blue, clear view... Flashing blue, clouds do. Steady red, rain ahead. Steady red, rain ahead, flashing red, snow instead.
That's right. Or during the summer season, mm-hmm. It means the Red Sox game is canceled when they
have flashing red.
Right, but that's not actually part of the limerick there. So
you got it right.
Extra credit,
good
which
job.
Means the studio audience gives you a standing ovation.
Well, thank you.
I'm really enjoying
your speaker this morning. Thank you.
All righty, you're welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks for your call. We're going to get tickets out to see what movie would you like to see? She hung up, so we don't know what movie she wants to see. I'm going to guess she wants to see Amelia rather than Law Abiding Citizen, though.
We'll give it
so
to her.
If that's not true, Joanne, call us right back at 877-639-1060. Otherwise, you're going to get two tickets to Amelia with Hilary Swank and Richard Gere. I think she likes Richard Gere, so...
Who doesn't, right?
Well, I'm not that big a fan, but...
Well, I like him, but yeah, we'll give it
Actually,
to him.
Actually, he is a talented guy. You know, I didn't know, too, he was in Chicago. I didn't even know he sang and danced. I just thought he was an actor.
Yeah, I don't think I knew that part.
There you go.
We go. Now I like him even more.
Mr. Talented there. Anyway, all right. Now, if people want to see what their credit is, how do they get their own report?
Okay, so to get your report, you can go to, well, there's two things, right? So there's a difference between your report and your score. So first we'll start with the report. To get your report, what I find is the easiest method is to go to annualcreditreport.com. So that's annualcreditreport.com. And what you do is it gives you access to each of the three major credit bureaus, and then you can run them from each of the bureaus. And what I recommend is actually that you just run it from one of each of them every 4 months, because your right as a consumer is to run one a year from each bureau. So if you get in the habit of every 4 months, you just put a note on your calendar to run your next credit report, then that way you're able to constantly monitor the activity that's in the report.
And so you're asking just one agency every 4 months, a different agency.
A different agency every 4 months, exactly.
You're rotating.
Exactly. So you're rotating, and then basically they'll have similar information. So if you find something that's wrong in one, you'll want to be correcting it in all three of them, though, because they often have such similar information. But if you just go to annualcreditreport.com, then you can be able to run them from each of the bureaus that you need to.
Okay. Now, I just want to reiterate what you said earlier, that checking your credit score really won't affect the score itself.
Right. So now, so first we talked about the report, and then the second piece, though, is the score. And so that's when I gave you the five categories. That's for the score. And one thing I had forgotten to mention is that what doesn't count in the score are things like age, race, sex, job or length of employment, income, education, marital status, whether you've been turned down for credit, whether you own your home or if you rent, or information that's not contained in your credit report, because sometimes people think that more goes into it than actually does. So now when we think about running our credit if we think about looking at our credit score, then when you're checking it yourself and you're running your own credit score, it doesn't. But if you have inquiries to be applying for new credit, then that could. It's slight, but it could. But what's important is that if you know that you're going to be shopping around for credit, that you do it within a 30-day period so that it all looks as one inquiry.
Uh-huh.
And then, to run your credit score, it's from different websites.
Okay.
So we'll be talking about that in just a sec.
Right, and we're going to be talking about how you can improve your score as well. So stay tuned for that.
Give
us a call with any questions at 877-639-1060. That's 877-639-1060. This is Ron Birnbaum. My guest is Belinda Fuchs. We'll be right back.